All right, guys, welcome. Phil Henry here, along with the General, Margaret Gray, and Bud Dicklin, and gosh knows who else. We also have a very special in-studio guest today, and you were just here 2 days ago, Dr. Elcott.
Yes, I was. I was in this studio.
And Dr. Ed Elcott joins us because it was by your admission, by your... Turn that off, Bud.
Yeah, sorry, I have the heater on.
It's a little warm in here. I know it is. We had the heater on. By your own admission, Sunday, Elcott, The Next Step, the debut show, was a disaster. It was an unmitigated disaster. I don't blame you, Phil. And I suppose in coming on the program today, some people may think that I am being, I don't know what the word is, I'm a little commercial. Well, they think that you might be promoting the... No, I have to tell you, I owe you... Well, I don't know who owes who the apology, but I want to unburden myself of what happened on these in this studio and on this platform on Sunday must never happen again. It just simply must.
Well, what happened? I heard what happened, but tell me, as it was happening, what happened?
Yeah.
What does that mean, as it was happening? In other words, tell us what happened. Well, you heard what happened.
We heard what happened, but we don't know how.
That's it. We don't know how or why. Well, what happened was, quite simply, and you understand that when I bring up an overlord, and in this instance I'm bringing up Overlord Sonny Bunberg, and also, Phil, in concert with that, you published on your website a rather cursory, rough history of Elcott, The Next Step, that does not necessarily put me in good light. I understand that, but that was what was given to me by Jerry Boutonniere. Ah, okay, so right there, Jerry Boutonniere, who, you know, and this is difficult. I am not a homophobic. I support Jerry. He is my engineer. But he has been highly critical of Elcott, The Next Step. All right, well, then why do you employ him? Well,
that's a good question, Dr. Elcott, don't you think?
Yes, it's a good question, but Phil sort of turned around and said, why do you employ... You know, like you're... What are you, Mike Wallace or something?
No, we're not being...
Dr. Elcott, I want to get to the bottom of the... You're calling Jerry Boutonniere your engineer, who's gay. You're saying that he's the cause of all this upset.
Jerry wouldn't let it go. He leaned into the overlord, Sonny Bunberg, who is... Now, this is an overlord.
That's what I just said. He's an overlord.
All right, now hold on, Doc.
Well, and I don't like being called Doc either. I'm not one of your... Excuse me, Phil, but I'm not one of these regular slobs.
Dr. Elcott, we're trying to hear your... Dr. Elcott, we're trying to hear your story here.
All right, forgive me. I know you're upset, but you don't... We're not your enemy. Well, I've heard you say that from time to time, but...
I can assure you, Dr. Elcott, that I am not your enemy. I want to know Jerry Bunberg... Not Bunberg, no.
The name of my engineer is Jerry Boutonniere. The overlord was Overlord Sonny Bunberg. And Jerry was basically criticizing the overlord for leveling me on the air.
All right, now, he's able to do that because he's not a member of Elcott.
Well, anyone can criticize overlords, but you bear the penalty of a leveling, which is what you call a molecular reorganization. It sounds like you're being electrocuted to the rest of us.
It sounds like I'm being electrocuted?
That's what you said, Mr. Ernie.
No, electrocuted. Okay, yes. No, it's a molecular rearrangement, and it's not really all that painful. It's almost sublime in the sense you feel uplifted but torn apart. I don't know how to... It's like someone's drilling a tooth. It feels good, and yet...
What does that mean?
What does what mean?
Someone's drilling a tooth, it feels good?
You've never experienced pain. You've never said, yeah, I can't explain it.
Well, unless you're a masochist...
I'm not a masochist. I'll tell you this. The leveling that the overlords provide, not just give you, but provide, enhances the being, and at the same time is like having your pants pulled down in front of a coliseum filled with jeering idiots, you know?
So there's an embarrassment?
Yes, there's an embarrassment. There's a feeling of sublime ecstasy, and you're so embarrassed... You want to run in front of a railroad train. I can't.
Dr. Elcott, my question is the following.
You're General Shaw.
Yes, I'm sorry we haven't met formally.
And I'm Margaret Gray.
Nice to meet both of you. And you're Bud.
Yeah.
And I'm Phil, but you've met me.
Yes, I have, Phil.
Go ahead.
All of this, what we're talking about here, happened on Sunday. The overlord was essentially mocked by your engineer, and he couldn't do anything about it.
That's right. And I was caught in the middle. So, Jerry, but I will say, now let's talk about the homophobia.
Well, the overlord Bunberg used a homophobic slur, not once but twice, what I'm trying to say to you is the initial problem didn't start with the overlord using the homophobic slur. It started with Jerry saying, they shouldn't level you, Dr. Elcott, and so on and so forth, and you can't do anything about it because I'm not a member of this religion. In other words, he was provoking him.
All right, so Mr. Boutonniere, your engineer, was provoking this overlord, and the only response the overlord has was to level you.
All right, so that's, you want to talk about sadism?
Well, no, but that is completely in keeping with Elcott, with ETNS prescriptions for the not only disciplining and reorganization of molecules, but it is extremely important in terms of the further disintegration of ego. So that when you say to a man, this man here made fun of me, I'm taking it out on you, your ego is further diminished until you feel as if the only good place for you to live is inside of the hole inside of a tree. Do you understand what I'm saying? What are you laughing at?
Well, it's just
inside of a tree.
Yes, your ego must be diminished to the point where you feel like a rodent living in a tree. Only then can you expand, can you fill the exterior with the being, the fullness of your being, without being that being. And I can't, it's something that in the big thick one, they articulate as being without.
All right, I think what you're saying, and no, I hit my mark if you're right. I think what you're saying, look, painful. No, it's not painful. I think what you're saying is that the humiliation of being leveled, feeling this great sublime sense, as you said, and at the same time feeling like you've had your pants pulled down
in a coliseum full of slobs is what you...
In a coliseum, yes, full of just louts. Okay, and they're jeering and...
Yes, jeering and cheering.
That is what leveling does. I don't like it, but I also understand it's necessary because the more I'm leveled, the more I feel like I'm something that ought to be gnawing on orange peels inside
a wall somewhere.
If this is going to turn into a comedy act, Phil...
No, it is not. Call me Doug.
Bud, please.
Well, I'm not. You said, sir, that it diminishes you to the level of a rodent, you know?
Yes, I did.
All right. So you said you feel like you either should be living inside of a tree or inside a wall gnawing on orange peels.
Yeah, I know. I did say all of that. But when I looked over at you, I glanced out of the side of... Because I knew... Forget it.
Yeah, just never mind that, Dr. Elcott.
We're talking to Dr. Ed Elcott. And we're talking to him in the wake of what he has described as a complete disaster, the rollout of Elcott, The Next Step. Now, we had done Sunday Elcott shows. I had promised you a new series of Elcott shows.
Yes, you did.
And I so wanted this one to be a wonderful rollout.
Well, we've learned a lot about Elcott, The Next Step.
What have you learned about Elcott? You learned that I've got an overlord.
Well, we learned that the overlords are human.
That right there, they would take offense at.
Well, they may take offense at it, but here's the thing.
That guy was mocked by your engineer after he called that man the Q word, the F word.
Yes, I understand that, Phil.
Well, then what is your problem with that, Dr. Elcott? And all, with all due respect,
no, you're not showing me respect. You're showing me, you're treating me
as if I'm someone who is what we call an Elcott, The Next Step, someone who lives over there, meaning you're treating me as if I live in that wall, in that house, or I live in the hole in that tree on your property. And that's what we call being one over there. What are you looking at?
No, Dr. Elcott.
No, Phil, this is important that you get this.
I get it.
It isn't that your ego is to the point where you feel like you're a rodent living in a hole in a tree. You feel like a rodent living in a hole in a tree on my property.
When you are casting your eyes at me in such a manner.
All right, well, what we're trying to find out here is this homophobic slur by the overlord. Jerry Boutonniere is going to say what he says.
And my question right away.
The same question is, why was he there?
Why was who there? Why was Jerry there? He's my engineer. He's your engineer, who's not a member of Elcott. The Next Step. He acted in the past. You know, what is a Garfunkel?
This is the Garfunkel, the Garsparkle.
It's a Garfunkel, right?
Yes, the Garfunkel is a mischievous spirit in Elcott. The Next Step. A Garfunkel skips and dances about in corners of the room that you're in, pointing and laughing. Now, you're not really hallucinating the Garfunkel, but when a person appears in your day or in your life who feels like an irritant, immediately the Garfunkel comes to mind of a small little man with a big wide afro. He looks like, the reason why he's called the Garfunkel, he looks like a small 11-inch high Art Garfunkel with wings. And
you gotta be kidding me.
Bud.
Sorry.
With wings and a what looks like a tool belt, but it's actually a belt, just a thick belt. The Garfunkel is not wearing anything under the big, thick tool belt. He's got bags hanging off to the side.
Who designed the Garfunkel?
Who designed the Garfunkel? Well, this creature doesn't exist. No, not in the sense that you and I would think it exists. It exists in the minds of every ETNS, of every Elcott the Next Step novitiate or initiate, in the levels of priesterly, and as well in the overlord. The overseers, who are more myth than they are human, they are not necessarily, they don't necessarily succumb to such visions. But the overseers, Phil, I don't want to talk about the overseers. That's another show. All right, okay, fine, but that's a pretty far-out thing. You know, this hippie talk. Well, hold on. To tell you what happened, Jerry Boutonniere was sort of mocking the overlord, Sonny Bunberg, saying that he shouldn't be leveling Dr. Elcott. He had no right. Dr. Elcott shouldn't take that kind of stuff. And overlord Sonny Bunberg came back with a homophobic slur, two of them. They were both very hurtful. Although Jerry didn't seem hurt, he seemed like he was taunting him. Well, let's play back so that people know what happened. We'll play back now the exchange.
Ed, you're good to people, and that's one other thing that I like about you. But you're good sometimes to the wrong people, like this.
Oh, ooh! What did you want to say? You want to use the Q word?
No, I did not.
How about that, Dr. Elcott? An overlord wanted to call me the Q word.
I did not hear that, nor did I hear any intention in that direction.
All right, so that is what happened. He said that he hadn't used the Q word.
No, he had not used the Q word. And what happened later, when Overlord Bunberg did, in point of fact, use a homophobic slur, I think it was because he was provoked.
Now, why would you say that?
Because Jerry, you heard him with the whole,
Yeah, it sounded like he's going, yeah, look, see, you know.
Well, you sound like you're good at that, Dickman.
All right, hold on, guys. Hold on, okay? Phil, you know, I'm a priesterly with Elcott the Next Step. I'm not guys. And I don't know why I got to sit here like I'm at a poker game.
Hey, Dr. Elcott, you requested the airtime.
I requested the airtime so that I could clarify that Elcott the Next Step is not a homophobic religion, that
That Overlord Sonny Bunberg.
Yes. That Overlord Sonny Bunberg is not a homophobe. I think what happened there is he was provoked and he was caught in a weak moment.
All right.
You know as well as I do that a man may be provoked and he may be called, you know, all kinds of names. But when a guy busts out with the Q or the F, a slur, a homophobic slur, a racial slur, anything, there's no, you can't walk that back and say, well, he made me say that. That's how someone thinks. That you know what, Phil, that's a good point. And maybe that's how Overlord Bunberg thinks, okay? Maybe he thinks that way.
Maybe he thinks that way because, as Jerry later on suggested, he's in the closet.
That is unfair. Well, wait, here it is here. Let's listen. I'm terribly embarrassed.
Terribly embarrassed. You should be embarrassed, Dr. Elcott, for being associated with this dirty old homophobe sitting there, okay? Who probably is in the closet.
What did he say?
You heard me. You're probably deep in the closet. So
there, that was the other side of this thing, that he not only said that the guy was a homophobe, but he also said, and this is Phil Hendry, by the way, welcome back to our show. We're talking with Dr. Ed Elcott after what was described by Dr. Elcott, the disaster of the rollout of the Elcott The Next Step show on Sunday, which is going to be our Sunday service. You heard Jerry say the guy is in the closet.
Yes, I heard Jerry say a lot of things. Saying Overlord Sonny Bunberg is a closeted, and he didn't just say that, he said he was an old closeted queen, which I don't even know where to begin with such kind of a language.
Well, all right, let's throw out that, and let's just say, is the man homophobic because there's some kind of an issue there?
Yeah, what is he? Does he have questions about his sexuality?
I'm not going to answer that. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean,
so look. No, Phil, I came on your program here today to apologize to everyone listening, to ask them to please be patient. We're coming back next week with another Elcott The Next Step, and we'll put this very unfortunate incident behind us. Right. My question is, will Jerry still be, it's a two-part question, will...
Yeah, is Jerry still going to be employed? And what about Bunberg?
Wait a minute, bud. Don't ever call an overlord by his last name. Do you understand?
What, he can't level me.
Yeah, but he's going to level Dr. Elcott.
Well.
Oh, you don't care? Now, here's a guy here. He doesn't give two shits. Excuse my language.
Dr. Elcott.
I'm sorry.
Bud.
Called him Jerry. My name's Jerry.
Bud. Just butt out. Dr. Elcott, a couple of issues. One, will Jerry still be working for you next weekend? And number two, what is the resolution with... this man, Overlord Sonny Bunberg.
The resolution of what? Sonny Bunberg has pretty much been shown to be a kind of a homophobe with that language.
Well, Overlord Bunberg will maintain his status as an overlord. He will recede. And when I say recede, that means he will simply just drift back into a shadow. He's not leaving the overlord status that he has so rightfully acclaimed. He's not leaving ETNS, Elcott The Next Step. He'll return to Wampa for further reflection and meditation. And he's only receding as if he was standing in front of a shadow, and now suddenly he's backed into, almost backed into the shrubbery.
And is invisible.
Yes, and is invisible.
What? Back into the shrubbery. Yeah, watch the way you say back in.
Bud, get out of here.
Oh, Garrett, dear.
Yeah, see, you don't like talking about back in. I understand what he means by that.
Yeah. Garrett, that's a jip.
Yeah, I know it's a jip. All right, and Jerry. Jerry Boutonniere is not only my longtime engineer, but he is also a principal in Ed Elcott Enterprises, which is a small business I operate on the side. He does the books. He also handles merchandise.
You have actual Elcott The Next Step merchandise.
I'm coming out with a beanie. Big deal.
A beanie?
Yes. So what? Okay, so when you say a beanie, what do you mean? It's one of those skull cap things, you know, that has Elcott The Next Step. Oh, it's like a... What do you call that, man?
Well, you call it like one of our navy wool caps.
A navy wool cap? No, we know what you're talking about. I call it a beanie. And you're going to come out with this, and this is something that Jerry Boutonniere handles.
Jerry handles a lot of the business of Elcott Next Step Enterprises. What business is it of anybody's?
Dr. Elcott, do the overlords know about this?
Yes, they do, and they let me operate this on the side as a way of saying thank you for essentially carrying their slop buckets for the last...
That's the other thing. There was a great deal of resentment. Now, let me just read this, okay?
What do you mean, a great deal of resentment?
There was a great deal of resentment on the show that I heard about you carrying slop jars. I heard you using four-letter words. You were angry.
I got angry because of Boutonniere, yes.
All right. On our website, we published on the homepage what is a history you took some exception to. I got all of this history from Jerry Boutonniere, which comes officially from your papers and also from the Elcott The Next Step Mother Church in Wampa, New York.
Well, all right, Phil, good for you. You've got all of this province on what it is you're about to read.
Well, just so you know that this is something that we looked into. Ed Elcott, the great-great-grandson of Hevner Elcott, correct?
Yes.
Whose writings were foundational to the spiritual religious self-help system that came to be known as Elcott The Next Step, was at a crossroads. He left school. Well, we don't have to read this.
This is when you went into the porn business.
I worked in adult films, yes. All right. Then you left. And here's where it gets interesting as far as I'm concerned. You left. You went back to Wampanoag, New York. You unearthed some of your great-great-great-grandfather's writings. Yes, these were all his, you called them incomprehensible scribblings. That's how you described it. All right, I didn't mean to say that it was just the ravings of some barely literate imbecile. But they were. It was a different time. All right. So you wrote a lot of these down into what is now known as the Big Thick One. Now here's where the overlords. Yeah, here's where the overlords come in. The overlords were golf buddies of yours. Yeah, so what? All of a sudden these guys are now overlords and they want to start a religion based upon some principles they learned in a sales seminar. Oh man, if you're laughing at that.
God, you kidding me or something?
Get out of here, bud.
No.
Yes, they were my golf friends, and because I'd been abusing drugs, I was in rehab, they started a new chapter of Elcott the Next Step. Elcott the Next Step had fallen on hard times. It wasn't, it was in the 1960s, actually the early 70s, the last Elcott the Next Step tool sheddery, and that's why we call it the tool sheddery. That's what it used to be called that, because your ego has to be
drilled down to the point where you don't mind having sex on the dirt floor of a tool shed.
Yes, that's correct, with not a very attractive woman. And tool sheddery's what? That is the name of the temple. Good God.
Oh, that's your house of worship.
Yes.
Not a tool shed, the tool sheddery.
That's correct. I can see all, they're all here, ladies and gentlemen, going, here, I'll read it. The friends had revitalized Elcott the Next Step with the help of Ed's writings, named themselves overlords, designated Ed as a priesterly, turned him into their punk, turned him into their bitch, and...
No, it's not. That doesn't say that, Dr. Elcott.
Well, that's what you want to say.
Dr. Elcott, we should table this for another day.
Oh, really? What day will that be?
I got another show come up on Sunday.
They're dusting off the hot seat for me. I'm going to be in Florida next Monday. You know that.
What?
What are you talking about, Mr. Henry?
Bud,
what do you mean you're going to be in Florida?
I'm going back to Florida next Monday. Jackie has jury duty. Somebody's got to watch Kirby.
What are you talking about?
You heard me. You want me to repeat it? Jackie's got jury duty. Kirby needs a babysitter. Kirby needs someone that cares about him. I'm doing it, okay? So I'm going back to Florida Monday. I'm there next week. We can still... Do you want to come down to Miami?
Do I want to come down to... I have to check with the overlords first.
Anyway, that's where I got to be, so if you guys want to stay here, it doesn't matter to me, but I know Sunday you have.
On Sunday, we have another Elcott the Next Step tutorial, and I'm hoping it goes a hell of a lot better than, excuse my language, better than this one did, with Jerry sitting there poking fun at that dirty old what?
At Overlord Sonny Bunberg. I'm going to get leveled for that. All right, Dr. Elcott. Thank you so much for being here.
Got the overlords are here.
What do you mean the overlords are here?
Oh, hi, overlords. God damn. Oh, Sonny.
That's right, Ed. I'm here. I've been told to...
Hey, hey!
All right, that's enough of that. Now get out, all of you.
Woo, woo!
You shouldn't talk to the overlords that way.
And tell them to knock it off with that whole... Woo!
Woo!
I'm getting... Not what you want, but...
No, I did not get what I wanted.
I'm going to give up the big...
Okay, Dr. Elcott, thank you very much. Next Sunday, huh?
Yes, it'll be next Sunday. That felt good, and yet it felt like someone yanked my pants down in a pool hall.
Oh, man. Thank you very much, Dr. Ed Elcott of Elcott, The Next Step.
And I'd like to remind...
Go ahead.
I'd like to remind people to listen coming Sunday, this coming Sunday the 8th at 9 a.m. or thereabouts for another Elcott, The Next Step.
And Jerry's going to be there, huh?
And Jerry, you, if you're listening... Oh, man.
Get out of here, all you overlords.
When did you catch us?
World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Look at that, I'm lip-syncing... what's the guy?
Dean Wheeler.
Yeah.